In our society, a very common statement in our society. Every person uses this statement or sentence: alim, non-alim, child, elder, woman, old person, young person. Unknowingly, you can say, unconsciously, a human being, this has become embedded, is absorbed within us, that we speak and utter this. And it's a very common statement. But alhamdulillah, this is the blessings of iman, faith, belief. And those people of iman, Allah's blessings are upon them, Allah's grace. It's a big mercy. Because that kalima is very great. It's so great that if you take the example, that if we don't have that kalima, that statement, that sentence, then be very difficult to spend time, pass time in this world. That kalima, it gives assistance to a person. It gives help to a person. Tell me, what is that? What can be that sentence? That's very common. Everyone mentions it. When does a person mention it? At the time of difficulty, at the time of sorrow, at the time of tragedy, at the time of death. In other words, if you see somebody down or upset, he recites that kalima. If you see somebody with a tragedy taking place, he recites that kalima. And in other words, doesn't matter whatever difficulty or severe illness befalls a person, another person will go to see him, he'll sit down and he'll recite that statement. So tell me, what is that statement? Be patient, do sabr, do sabr. You see how common is this sentence, this statement? That doesn't it come out from the mouth? Every opportunity, wherever there's sorrow, wherever there's difficulty, hardship, illness, maut, etc., to the extreme where a person is totally without any assistance, then this the kalima, that have sabr, be patient, you'll be fine. Everything will be fine. But when he's saying that, the person, he doesn't know what he's saying. In reality, this is the reality. This is an ajeeb subject that's come into my mind that I'm presenting at your service. Very ajeeb, unique thinking that you, mashallah, people of understanding, but I'm trying to understand what this point is. Because my words are like this, just sort of normal examples. So the person who says this for reassurance, he doesn't understand what he's saying. He just says it. This kalima has gone inside us, isn't it? What a big statement he's saying, and he doesn't understand what he's saying. It's a great reward, and he's talking about the rahmah of Allah, Allah's mercy. And he doesn't understand, realize what he said. Just have sabr, be patient, be patient. You can only do sabr now. And the person who's listening, he doesn't know that what has he said to me. And he says, yes, yes, I'll do sabr, I'll endure, I'll be patient. He'll say, yes, do sabr, and he'll say, yes, I'll have sabr, I'll be patient. And what a great thing this is indeed, because it's a great kalima. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon sabr, first look at the reward for a little while. Allah ta'ala, when He says, He does. Yes, when Allah ta'ala says, He does. So upon sabr, Allah ta'ala has looked. That we've said it, that he doesn't know what is sabr that I am saying, that I am mentioning. Yes, the person who's saying it doesn't know what a great cure he's giving to that person, and the one who's hearing it doesn't realize. For every issue there's a cure, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala stated. But this is such a cure that the whole of the world and its issues are cured via this statement of sabr. The whole difficulty that's present in the world can be solved through this. That's how great a cure it is. So, the reward that he's saying to him, be patient, have sabr, persevere. But there's a great rule. One reward is this, that comes from the hadith, that those people who observe patience, who endure in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their punishments. Their punishments, which were destined. He's lied, he's backbited, he's done this action, he's done this action. People of iman I'm speaking about. Yes, big, big sins that we commit. From morning until evening we commit sins. And the punishments are there. Jahannam, in Jahannam, and the fire of Jahannam, and the punishment. And the, what is it here? Allah Ta'ala says that to reduce that punishment, Allah Ta'ala is giving a person a difficulty in this world. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has made him occupied in an issue, in a problem, and he doesn't know. He doesn't realize. And he's being told that have sabr, be patient, be patient. Subhanallah. That he's got difficulty or a problem, an issue, and he's being instructed or advised that do sabr, be patient, don't worry. And what's the reward? Such a big reward that when a person will go in the hereafter, he'll realize that, oh, due to me being patient, Allah Ta'ala has eliminated these adab from me, these punishments already destined for me, written. So brothers, this difficulty, if we look at it, is it a bad thing? Tell me. Yes, behind this is very good news. Very good news. Second reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the world, in this dunya, yes, we don't need to go to the hereafter, yeah? Yes, he hasn't even died yet, that person. Due to having sabr, those people who do observe sabr, demonstrate sabr, in this world, during hardship, Allah Ta'ala says their sins, which are sins stacked up to the heights of the mountains, riya, showing off, pride and kibr, Allah forgive, Allah forgive. From top to toe, people are drowned in the sins. He doesn't even know what sins he's done. So many, anger, fighting, quarreling, using his tongue wrong way. World is full of this, because Allah has made the world like this. But Allah Ta'ala, along with that, has put things to compensate, mashallah. Everything that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, and its reward and consequence in the hereafter is very great. There's nothing Allah has made without benefit. We think difficulties are for nothing, problems in the world are for nothing. But if we've got sins as high as the mountains, top to toe, so Allah Ta'ala, what does He do? He makes a person occupied in a difficulty. He gives a headache or flu or fever, sickness or business flops, or he has an argument or a fire to a quarrel. Thousands of examples. Are they not coming in the life? Yes, everyone sat here. Nobody is safe from this. Yes, but why do we get so scared due to problems? And on the other hand, what does Allah say? Allah says, I'm giving to you these difficulties for this reason, because if you observe sabr, demonstrate sabr, say subhanallah, subhanallah. If we demonstrate, because very few people demonstrate sabr, if he's demonstrating sabr, then this little bit of a problem in the world that he's experiencing, when he goes to the hereafter, he'll see that this sin of mine has been forgiven due to that problem I had in the world. Subhanallah. That this small problem in the world I had, and Allah has forgiven this sin. Allah says, that's why I gave you my rahmah, my mercy. Allah says, and you are upset with Allah in the world. Allah, why have I got this problem? Was it just me who should be getting these issues and problems? Why not other people? Why my children died? Why have I got these problems? We complain. Soon as the problems come. The bigger the sin was, Allah Ta'ala said, then I gave you problems and sorrows in the world for this reason, so that I could cancel the punishment of that sin. Allah says, I want to wipe away your sins whilst you're in the world, before maut, before death, if you demonstrate sabr. Remember, so this is the first point, that if you have sabr, and secondly, first you get the reward, and secondly, if you have sabr during difficulties, then your sins are forgiven. Another hadith about sabr. Patience. And a unique reward Allah gives for patience. What is that? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the hereafter, in the akhirah, due to that sickness, due to that difficulty, due to that issue, Allah will give him good deeds in the hereafter. He will get good deeds over and above. And what type of good deeds? Here, this is what this hadith. This is for those who have sabr. Subhanallah. You are the people who have headaches, migraines, the people whose business is not flourishing, the people who argue and fight in the world, in whose houses and families there are quarrels and disputes. Look at this point. Yes, that I'm telling those people, Allah says, that why do you consider yourselves mine? Allah says, as soon, if you demonstrate sabr at that time, of problem, of difficulty, extreme difficulty that I gave to you, and the hurdles and the barriers. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I explaining nicely and easily for you to understand? Allah says, if due to the problem in the world you demonstrate sabr, Allah says, then how many rewards will I give to you in the hereafter? Listen to this, Allah says. There's a scale that I will weigh your amal and the good deeds, isn't it? Allah says, the people of Sabr, when they will arrive, they'll say, oh, quickly, 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 that put all the scale to one side. Put the scales away. The angels will be shocked. Allah, why do you want to hide the scales away? Allah says, don't you know who's coming? These are those people who in the world, I gave them an opportunity and they took advantage of that opportunity. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What was the opportunity? Allah said, I gave them problems. At that time, I gave him sickness. Oh, and Allah says, then what happened? At that time, the opportunity, they did an action which I wanted them to do. That's why I gave them sickness, because they demonstrated sabr at that time in the world, on planet Earth. These are the sabreen people, the patient people. So what should we do about them? The angel say, Allah say, put these scales away. Without hisab, let them go into paradise. No weighing the deeds on the scales. Brothers, do you all want this? Do you want this? Yes, that we are all immersed and drowned in our sins. Be hisab, without any counting. So just do one action. What should we do? Don't forget the problems. Don't try to get rid of them. No. If Allah gives you problems, say Subhanallah. If Allah gives you problems, yes, even then we should ask for afia, goodness and well-being. Always ask for goodness and well-being, afia. But if problems come, yes, then it will be a big rahmah of Allah for you. For this reason, the pious predecessors, before they explained their problems, they said, Alhamdulillah. They said at first, that you don't know, I'm getting problems, difficulties, but this is a great rahmah, mercy of Allah for me. Why? Because without hisab, I will go into paradise. Without hisab. Subhanallah. What a great point we learn here. Somebody's got extreme fever, for example, sickness. Is it a normal thing? The temperature goes high, you have a thermometer, and you see the temperature has gone very high. Allah Ta'ala says, this is some minor problem, do sabr. Allah says, if you exercise sabr, then all of your sins, I will wipe them away. Wipe them away, just like the dry leaves fall off the branches in autumn of the tree. Allah says, I'll take all the sins out of your account. Allah says, when he comes out of the sickness on the other side, it's like he's just been born from the womb of his mother. Newborn baby. And if he doesn't, if he passes away, he's shaheed. And if he comes out of the sickness the other side, then he's pure and clean. Yes, so don't you feel like that sometimes you get sick? Just due to this opportunity? So we are hearing this, feel like, yaar, oh yeah, I want to get sick. I want to get sick. But of course, Allah Ta'ala says, it's Allah's choice, the Malik. It's the Malik's choice. We need to follow the sunnah. So this is a great thawab, a great rank and status due to difficulties Allah is giving, due to difficulties. So that the mu'min, every moment he's ready to react to whatever his Rabb gives him. Say Subhanallah, So this, the goodness, the reward, another hadith. Regards to hardship and showing sabr, if Allah gives difficulty, test or a challenge or a tragedy or a calamity in your life, these things happen. Yeah, there are many, many sorrows in life. Difficulties come. Hardships come. Problems come every moment. For example, you're going on a journey and it's a long line and you're getting anxious, check in at the airport, then your luggage is given back to you. Oh, you're sweating at that time. The seat, oh, the plane is full, sorry, your luggage, go back. Sometimes you have to go back from the airport. It's happened various times to us. You go there, or a child gets sick on the way, everyone goes away, and due to the child, we have to come back. The child's angry, why is it, everyone's getting angry, why did you eat this and get sick? Bala says, no, a foolish person, exercise sabr, patience. Yes, success has come to you due to this problem. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I explaining correctly? Yes, so the class is progressing, Alhamdulillah. In the week, once a week, we should have a class, isn't it? Of tasawwuf, of purification. Yes, tazkiyah. So then you will see that what a great thawab a person gets when he's got sabr. So what does Allah Ta'ala do? That this servant of mine, Allah says, that yes, he's a bit uncontrollable, like a monkey. He's not in control, talks rubbish all the time, does sins. But Allah says, I love this person. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, he is my servant at the end of the day. He talks rubbish, nonsense, wasteful talk. But Allah says, I've kept a maqam for him already in advance that I want to get him to that level. Say Subhanallah. So I want to get him to this level, this sinful person. And he doesn't want to do amal, he doesn't want to practice, he doesn't want to stop talking rubbish, he doesn't want to stop his sins. Allah says, what do I do then? Then I give him severe difficulty. Subhanallah. Just temporary in the world. How many days are we going to stay in the world? You don't even realize when the difficulties come, how quickly it goes. Today you got a fever, tomorrow you're young again. You're walking around eating takeaways and fast food, isn't it? Yeah. Today you got corona, tomorrow corona will go. You'll jump up and down. Oh, I didn't know I had corona. Where's corona? What's corona? They're buying tickets, going on holidays, wandering around here, there. Corona's gone. Isn't it? For everybody. Nothing is a problem. Compensation for a difficulty is what? Allah says high class maqam. Allah gives high level. As soon as you die, you will get that maqam. Allah wants you to get that maqam. Due to difficulties in the world. This is due to sabr. If you're patient and you endure, then in the hereafter, the salvation. You'll be saved from Jahannam. No punishment. Worldly sins forgiven. Third point, wasn't it? Worldly sins forgiven. And no hisab, no accounting, going to paradise. People be counting their deeds. And they say, Subhanallah. Yes, and in the hereafter, his daraja, status will be very high. Due to what? That human being who demonstrates sabr. So if I say, oh, I'll do sabr. I say this, no. You say, yes, I'll do sabr. A common statement, yes. Let me explain to you today what is the meaning of sabr. So that we can realize how to do sabr. This is not a drama. This is a very big solution. And we're wasting those opportunities. We are wasting those opportunities. Allah has given us rahmah, mercy, upon mercy and the message of sabr. We don't even know what sabr to do. We don't realize what is patience. Inna Allah ma'as sabireen, Allah says. Inna Allah ma'as sabireen. Allah says, when you see the difficulty and you exercise patience, I'm with you in parallel, Allah says. I remember an incident I'd like to share with you, if it comes to my mind. Yes, this verse has just come to my mind. So you tell me, sabr, Allah says, what is sabr? What's the definition of sabr, my brother? Sabr. What is sabr? Wasta'inu bisabri wassalah, Allah says, isn't it? Allah says, seek help through sabr. Sabr is a very high maqam. Because where in this world, tragedies will come, calamities come, problems will come, and they will wipe you away if you don't do sabr. Sabr, if you don't have patience, Allah says, I've given you the wings, then you need to utilize the wings, you'll start floating in the air, Allah says, if you do the right thing. Sabr. Patience. So listen, my brothers, what's the definition of sabr? Where we need to practice sabr. We need to learn what is sabr. So we get these rewards every day. We don't just get them for nothing. Just do sabr. Yes, I'll do sabr. There's a reward. No, you need to understand. You have to do sabr. Implement sabr. By the way, if I say pray salah, will you get thawab until you don't pray salah? If I say keep the fast, you'll get the thawab. If you don't keep the fast, you won't get the thawab. So whatever you're being told to do, when you practice on that, it's on the amal that you get the thawab, the reward. Practically, or do you get reward for just listening? I ask you the question. Yes? So Allah Ta'ala has given the same lesson. Rasulullah said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allah, please save me, protect me. That you give me ilm, but Allah, I seek refuge from this ilm. Pana, seeking Allah's protection from shaitan, from tragedies, from jahannum. But Rasulullah taught us this kalama. So what are we seeking refuge from? From the ilm. Which ilm are we seeking protection from? Imagine what a great thing is ilm. But Rasul is saying, Allah, seek refuge from this ilm. La yanfau. If it doesn't give me benefit, Allah, this ilm you are bestowing to me. Ilm we are learning, isn't it? Ilm. We're learning ilm, knowledge. So this is knowledge that we're sharing today. Isn't it? Ilm is being given to us this moment. So this ilm, if we don't do amal on it, then we are seeking refuge. So dangerous a thing becomes that ilm. That knowledge, so dangerous. The more ilm you've got, the more danger you'll be in. The more threat. Everyone's got the desire. Bukhari, this hadith, and takhsus, and go to Al-Azhar University, and technical knowledge. Alhamdulillah, beautiful, azim, great niyyah, intention and desire. Very good. Very high of rank estate. There's no greater achievement than this if Allah gives you the passion for ilm. But ta'awuz is also being recited. Ta'awuz, that may this not become a danger for me, this ilm. Am I right or am I wrong? Tell me. Yes, this hadith I'm sharing with you. How can it be wrong? La yanfu. Allah, I don't need the knowledge, Allah, that does not give me benefit, because that will be a big threat for me, a big danger. And tell me, those who have studied Bukhari Sharif, what is the responsibility on their heads? Tell me. First hadith, inna Allah, that person, everything will be according to the intention. The person who studies Bukhari Sharif, is lazim for him to do amal on this hadith so that he gets benefit for himself, not for people. You're studying, why? to give benefit to other people? No. No. I asked a child, what do you do? He said, I want to become an alim. He said, what shall I do? He said, I want to become an alim. And after that, I'll go to this masjid, give speeches and bayans and khutbah and jummah. I said, my son, this is not the reason why you are earning ilm. Why did you not think that this ilm, I will bring this into my life and I will improve myself? I said, my son, where did you get ilm from? He said, Darul Ulum. I said, mashallah. Have you learnt ilm from there? He said, I've learnt. I said, that for amal, get to the khanka to learn the amal. Because in the khanka, it's taught. You learn the ilm in the Darul Ulum and you're enabled in the khanka. In Darul Ulum, you open the books, and in the khanka, the books are closed and you are brought towards the amal, the practice. It's fard to learn. It is sunnah to learn the ilm, but to fard to do amal on it. The Quran was given to Rasulullah. It wasn't said to him that read this or just recite it to people. Allah Ta'ala didn't say this to Rasul. Rather, Allah Ta'ala said, subhanallah, that I've given you this Quran for those people. I've made you an example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I've made you an example. Every single verse of the Quran that is revealed, you need to implement that verse so that the people can understand the explanation. So that's why I'm saying sunnah. Remember this. The whole deen, subhanallah, is sunnah. If Rasulullah ﷺ did not demonstrate the Quran to us, could you pray salah today? Could you do wudu? Could you do hajj? No. Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran and a great Nabi, Rasulullah. So he was himself the example of the Quran physically. He was the tafsir of the Quran, Rasulullah. Verse was revealed, Aqimu Salah, revealed. Okay, Nabi. Allah's Nabi, his chest was expanded immediately for his ummah, practically demonstrate this is the time for dhuhr, for this prayer, for asr. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala explained physically the Quran via the Prophet. That's why I'm saying, brothers, ilm, to learn ilm, yes, to learn the knowledge and to go to the khanka is sunnah. The meaning of sunnah is you will come into your life the practice of the deen. Anyway, this was a side point. So for this reason, La Yanfa is stated such an amal in which there's no benefit. So we learn ilm, if we don't practice on it, don't worry about other people. I'll go and improve him, rectify him, explain to him, dawah, give speeches. No, shaitan, he presents everything. Just like the tasawwuf, why have you come here? I've come to learn dhikr, then I'll become a sheikh and a teacher. I'll sit on my couch and people come and I'll tell them how to do dhikr and what to do this. This is not the objective. Yes, such a great shaitan and the idol that goes inside a person and it destroys a person. If a person has this desire inside, the pious predecessors say, there's such a desire, now talk about tasawwuf, then he will not get that thing all his life long. He will not. We have come here to do our own rectification Islam. So we can clean ourselves, pure ourselves. We haven't come here, I want to study, learn dhikr, then I go and teach other people dhikr and have big gatherings and people say, wow, what a great person, faiz and blessings and this is astaghfirullah. This is a very big nafs, ego, desire, shaitan. Yes, so this is the class of tasawwuf, I'm sharing this with you. Those people of these desires and passions will stand destroyed, their efforts will be a waste. This is not the objective and destination. I've become a sheikh and a teacher and have gatherings. There, nobody can run a class. Nobody can host a gathering. Nobody can host dhikr. But 99%, just like in the Darul Ulum, 99%, everyone who studies, I want to graduate so I get a masjid and I can give bayans and taqreez and make disputes and quarrels amongst people. The same way the khankas, we have the environment today. Everyone is learning dhikr. He's waiting. Quickly, I want ijazah, permission, so I can go somewhere and host the dhikr, just like my sheikh hosts it. So I can become popular. My friends, anyone can have a gathering. Even the announcer. You know madari? Yes, a person who blows this trumpet or this musical instrument and people come to him when they hear him. So these jazbas and passions and desires, this is shayateen. Shaitani desires. Reject them. Recite. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ask for Allah for protection. La yanfa'u. Ta'awuz. Rasulullah said, Allah, I seek protection. Allah, I seek your protection from that knowledge that does not benefit me. Yes, that if I study Sahih Bukhari and I'm not doing amal, and how did Bukhari start? With tazkiyah, with purification. With tazkiyah it started and it culminated, concluded with dhikrullah. The final hadith, is it not that everyone studies in Bukhari? Isn't it? The kalmatan, habibitan. What is all this? In other words, Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi, his taste, his knowledge was on one side. But subhanAllah, through all of this, we get close to Allah. He was a great personality, they were great people. They understood the deen and summarized it for us. They were close to Allah. They knew what the deen was. And he wasn't some normal human being. So when their pen wrote when the permission came from above. And the person who recorded, and before writing every hadith, he did ghusl, tell me. And how many hadith he memorized? Can a normal human being do this? How many hundreds of thousands of hadith they memorize? Can a normal human being do this? No. He demonstrated that Bukhari is so valuable. That impure person, how can he dare to write it? So if you're reading it, then how much purity you need? Not just the apparent purity, not with wudu, you need to be pure within, internally. This is one point. Don't make the deen a game. We've made the deen a game. Khanqahs are a game. Darul Uloom is a game. Big madarij. Big institutes. Allah has given us titles. Alim and scholar. Allah has given status. Yes? That when you go, after you go to a dhikr gathering, Allah has given you status that you are the dhakireen. And this is a big status that we are sat in this majlis. I'm not talking about myself. I'm minusing myself here. We're sat at that place. That Allah Ta'ala's great wali, that the angels come to his gathering and give him rahmah. And we're doing his ziyarah. I'm speaking out my sheikh, my teacher. And is this a minor level? SubhanAllah, how did the sahaba become sahaba? One companion, he became a companion at that time when he did ziyarah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he saw him alive. Was this a minor rank that Allah, you sit in the company of a wali Allah for a few seconds and you do his ziyarah? Big rank Allah. Today I realize this. Today I realized that Hazrat Sahib Ziyarah, what was it? Just seeing my teacher SubhanAllah. Today I realized this, the value of it. Yes, and a person with true eyesight, when he sees something in reality, he should know what he's seeing. That person whose eyesight is a waste and weak, he can't see nothing. Everything is dunya, in the Darul Uloom dunya, outside dunya, khanqah is dunya, dhikr gathering dunya, khilafa, becoming a leader and members and speeches and dars. No, brothers, is this deen? To have this desire, that's why our deen is left behind today. Yes, don't take what I'm saying badly, my brothers, because this is a class, so I have to deliver the truth and honesty to everybody. Yes, it's lazim, the reality, because today we have to see that why have we drowned today? What does it mean that we've drowned? The masjids haven't drowned. Masjids, mashallah, being built high. Another level, another story, another floor. Quran is not reduced. Many printed kitabs, different colors, different prints. And dars taghiz, dars and bayans and conferences. Every day there's conferences, bayans and seminars. Everywhere you go. That hasn't reduced. So why have we drowned? What has finished today for the Muslimin? Tell me, what's ended? Akhlaqi husn, excellent conduct and manners. We've become fraudsters. Everything we have desire of dunya inside us. And what a big desire, I want to become a sheikh. Astaghfirullah. How big desires we have that, I want to become a person who gives bayans and speeches and people sway here and there listening to me and enjoy themselves. Oh, start this topic today, and start that topic tomorrow, and this subject today. What is this one? This is that we need to look internally and look after ourselves first. So what I was saying was what? SubhanAllah. Where did I get to? From where did I start? Where did I end up? Yes. So I was requesting that the hadith that we were discussing, sabr. So sabr, patience, is practical. It's a practical action. You have to do amal on the sabr. So if I say, brother, be patient, do sabr, and he hears and he doesn't do it. Now do sabr. How do you do sabr? SubhanAllah. Now we need to learn this so we can bring this point into amal, into practice. This is where I started, isn't it? Yes. So this is the other points I made after that just help to clear it up. Beneficial. My islah has been done as well. And mashallah, you've understood as well. So when you hear good things, then do tawbah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. This defect is with me, Allah. Allah, please eliminate this defect from me so that I can improve. That's when we become a human being. Yes, if you hide the defects, when you hear this defect, remember this. The hadith fulfilled the haq of the hadith. I've heard this, Allah Ta'ala has delivered this to me, and I will not do this again. Then Allah Ta'ala is so kareem that He will forgive the previous sins as well. And Allah will give sabr and thawab due to that as well. So sabr, coming back to patience, endurance. What is sabr, brothers? Sabr is number one. Yes, first point that comes to my heart, I'll share that with you. That human being, that if I've got difficulties, problems, worries, what are they? Let me define them. Because the points that's coming to my mind, I'd like to share that with you. Yeah, that's a debt on my head, and I have to deliver that to you and share that with you. So what I'd like to say to you today, what is a problem? Why is a problem worried? Do you want to become sick? Does anyone desire that his business goes downhill? Does anyone want that his legs got a cut? Does anybody want a tragedy in life? Does anyone want his house to be lost? Does anyone want that his child dies? Does anybody want to have corona? Does anyone desire this? Is this my choice? Whose choice is this? It's my choice, is it? No, I don't want this, I don't want this. I don't want my business to flop. I don't want an accident. I don't want my leg to have a cut or for me to get sick. This is my choice. But subhanAllah, what do? We do what is Allah's preference. Allah's preference, subhanAllah. You understand what I'm saying? So we follow our desires and whims. But when something happens against our desire, then we become upset. This is the real worry. This is the real worry. I desire that my business flourishes nicely, but when the business goes downhill, I'm upset. Oh, I'm gone. My business has died. What shall I do? I want to be healthy. I become sick. Oh, I was healthy. I wanted to stay like that. What's happened? I've become sick. And this has happened. That's happened. Why? Because it's gone against my desire. But Allah Ta'ala says, that will happen what I desire. What I desire. Subhanallah. Who are you? Allah says, a human being. So I come out of here and I leave, oh, I've got nice clothes, and I leave my house and the rain falls down. My mood changes. I didn't want to leave into this rain. I wanted sun and heat and go to the masjid. Who wants an umbrella? Who wants a coat? And I just come out in a nice mood and it's strong rain coming down, heavy rain. So is it my desire or Allah's desire? Tell me that will run after that. Say it, subhanAllah. It's Allah's desire. Allah's preference. So now you'll understand with ease what is sabr. You'll understand straight away. So whatever is happening in the world, whose choice is it? Allah's. What do I want? I want my choice and my preference and my desire to run all the time. I do this, it shouldn't happen like this. Many regularly I say, I went here to the park, it was good weather, immediately it rained, and then I had to hide away from it. Why did it rain? And he just dislikes the rain, the person, at that time. SubhanAllah. Who are you to stop the rain, criticize the rain? It's the one who sends the rain. Yes, I've got a daughter, it's a loss. I wanted a son, I didn't get a son, I got a daughter. I don't have children, I wanted children, they're not born into my family. Who are you to criticize? Is it your desire that will run? Allah says, well, it's my choice. So if it doesn't go according to my choice, then there's a clash and I'm upset and I spoke rubbish and nonsense, bad action, depression, because things aren't happening according to what I want. I wanted to become this, I couldn't get to this achievement. I want you to get this status in the world, I can't get to this status. Then sicknesses come out. So he got this, I didn't get this. And then the branches, further branches come out. Then they take a person towards shirk. Yes, and what was the first problem? That this did not happen according to my wishes. That's the first problem. So what is sabr? SubhanAllah. What is sabr that we need to learn? Any tragedy befalls, do sabr. If you're sick, do sabr. If somebody dies, do sabr. So what sabr do we do? Sabr we do is this, that any time a tragedy or problem or difficulty comes, immediately make a niyyah. Allah Ta'ala, Allah, that was my desire and wish, but this happened according to your desire preference, and that is the haq, the truth, what you desire. Whatever you say and desire is best. What you did, Allah, is correct, is the truth. Fine, I haven't got married yet, no problem. If I haven't got children, no problem, Allah. Because it's your choice that's greatest. The reason for this is that you are haq. You are based on the hikmah and the wisdom. You are the creator. If I got a child, he could have been a drug addict or waste of time. Then what would happen to me? In the Quran, there are events that show this. So Allah, I assign my choice to you. Allah, I'm muttafiq. I agree. I'm happy with your choice. Oh Allah, subhanAllah. This is the great point to understand. Allah, I'm pleased with your choice and preference. You did right, Allah. My child's dying and he's happy. He's making me, Allah, you have killed. He's passed away. I'm a human being. I will cry. There is sorrow. I'm a human being. But I'm happy with your choice, Allah. It's you who decided the best way. Otherwise, tomorrow, what would have happened to me? I don't know. The women folk give them divorce. You divorce them because children are being born. You divorce the women because sons are not being born. You're divorcing your wife. Why are you not giving birth to children? Imagine. Are you God? Are you the creator? No. Sabr, patience. Do you understand patience? Whenever a tragedy, difficulty, sorrow, problem, immediately the human being, he'll fall into worry and distress. I didn't want this. I didn't want this. You'll say, I didn't want this, but Allah, it's your choice. You've given what you wanted and I'm accepting that. Allah, what you give, is that better or is my understanding better? Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is the understanding. I'm happy, Allah. I'm happy, Allah Ta'ala. I'm happy with your decision, with your hikmah, with your wisdom. Is this not sabr now? When this sabr you bring into your life, practically immediately Allah's rahmah will say, fine, he is exercised, shown sabr, he's happy beyond gracious with my decision. He's happy, whatever loss he's got in the world, I don't care. Allah, I'm happy. When he's happy, Allah says, then go, those rewards give to him that I've bestowed to those who have sabr, Allah says. What a great maqam you've attained. Four things I've explained already, you'll get straight away. In which maqam? When a person, he's got a pain in his head, migraine, quarrel, fight, dispute, whatever difficulty you get in the world, because those things are very difficult at times. Sometimes even small things look very bad to you. A friend of yours swore at you, you'll dislike that. What do you do? What do you do at that time? And demonstrate sabr at that time. Allah, it's your decision. Through this person, he swore at me, I should be angry. But Allah, you enabled this. You allowed him to say this. Even a leaf cannot shake without you. Today I've been sacked, Allah, it's due to your choice. This action of mine in the world is not being done. I'm happy, because if that did happen, I don't know what would happen after. This is sabr. I'm not a human being. Then we say sabr. How many rewards does Allah Ta'ala give? Allah says, how many rewards does Allah give? Great rewards Allah gives. So first, do you understand the first point of sabr? What do? You are happy and you accept. It's not my choice, it's whose choice? Allah, your choice. Step number one. And 100%, wasta'inu bi sabri was salah. Subhanallah. Sabr, you brought that. Now step number two, what you need to do, immediately, two rak'ah nafal, shaitan, I don't want him to do waswasa into my ears, into my heart. Shaitan, I don't want him to inject waswasa, and he may make me say a statement from my mouth against Allah, against Allah, Sharia. Yes, he might trap me, shaitan may surround me, Allah Ta'ala protect me. Immediately after demonstrating sabr, immediately pray two rak'ah salah. Allah, I'm happy with what you've given, I'm happy. Allah, you also become happy with me. Allah. Step number two, Allah, you also become happy with me. Subhanallah. And the third step, which is the top of the pile to demonstrate sabr. This is the most important and significant to demonstrate sabr. Step number three. What is that? Ruju ila Allah, which is called dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. I'm not saying this as a Tanvi sahab, rahmatullah. I remember his statement. I heard this in the gathering of my sheikh, Hazrat Sahib. Hazrat Tanvi sahab said, because my sheikh was an ashik, a lover of Hazrat Tanvi sahab, rahmatullah. So he said that I'd like to share with you Hazrat Tanvi sahab's statement, that the azam, greatest step to demonstrate sabr, without which sabr is not complete, is dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. And through this Allah Ta'ala, that's why as Allah said, zikrun kaseer, was in our life, kaseer difficulties will come in our life. So many problems will come in life. We cannot stay alive, but so many problems will come. Someone's mad, crazy, mental, depression. Someone's weak in the deen. Why is this in the world not happening? Why is this happening to me? Why is this not happening? People are dying. Things are being stolen, looting. Praise Allah, Quran I read. But Allah, I'm lost. Why? Because we don't know how to implement sabr. Subhanallah. We don't know. Sabr is such an action. If you don't do sabr, it becomes an angel. I'd like to share with you an incident. Subhanallah. That what do you get from sabr as a human being? There was a majlis, a gathering, and there were some women. And every one of them, they were sitting there. True event, true incident. And in that gathering, there was a woman, mashallah. It was like she was very happy. Very happy. Very happy, fresh face. She was smiling. And the other women, they were there, and she was elderly, yes, and there was a good class of women folk. This is an old event, old incident, in the olden times. And the women folk said that this woman, we are sat with our pain and sorrows, and this woman, she's mashallah, very satisfied, content. What amal does she do? What is it? Let's ask her, what does she do that she so looks so content and happy and pleased? What action does she do? So they all turned to her and And they said, we want to ask you a question. MashaAllah, you look satisfied and content and happy. And maybe your life is full of happiness. Tell us some stories. Share with us. It looks like in home, everything's good and you're fine. She said, yes, yes. So will you be able to hear my story? They said, yes, 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 we'd like to hear your story. Please tell us, sir. Please tell us. Why am I happy, she said. She said that my house was very happy household. And lot of happiness in my household, she said. I had two sons, two daughters, I had a husband, I had a house, a home, I had servants, attendants. This was the days where people had servants, attendants, a lot of happiness. We had everything at home, she said. Everything. One day such a thing occurred that my husband said, come on, let's go. I feel like today let's have some meat. So we had some goats, we had a farm, so we took a goat and we in the house within our land and we slaughtered it. The goat. And we slaughtered the goat. And while he was slaughtering the goat, my husband, and someone said that your servants, they've run away. It was the attendants were running. He said, why have they run away? Don't know, that we've seen them running away. So he left the goat there and then he left the knife. And he ran after the servants, the attendants, why have they run away? He ran, he saw the ghulams, and the ghulam, he grabbed them, took them. And what did the ghulams do? They murdered him. And she said that my husband was murdered. And they ran off. She said, I was waiting, no one's come back. Then I went looking for my husband. When I arrived there, I saw my husband, he's died. And I lost consciousness. She said, in that few moments, she's telling everything happened. She said, I fell unconscious. My husband, where's he gone? I've lost him. I started crying. She said, I was crying. I went towards home. She said, I said, Ajib, my two children that I'd left. And this happens. Practically, I've seen this. In my own home, I've seen this. She said, when I came back home, I saw a scene, the two children, when they saw the goat was being slaughtered, her husband, when they saw the father, those two children, they said, oh, our father did this, come, I'll slaughter you as well, and they said, let's play. And the one son took the other son, and this happened, and they, for example, we grabbed hold of a child, when we saw that he was cutting the meat, and he lay down the child on the ground, this happened in our household as well, I saw this myself. So she said that the child, he put the other son onto the ground and he used the knife and he died. And when he saw the blood, he ran towards the forest. And what happened there? That when she came home, she saw that the child, he's also been slaughtered. And the husband's died. And she said, when my husband died, I came home. One child is slaughtered. So I ran out looking for the other son. And when I ran after him, she saw that the wolves, that grabbed hold of him and devoured him. So these are tragedies of the world, my friends. So the husband's gone. And very happy household. And both sons have gone. She fell unconscious. And her child, a daughter who was married, somebody went to her house and said, this has happened in your house. When she realized, the two children of hers, she had a heart attack, she passed away as well. So when she came to consciousness, she saw the child that was in her lap while that, for example, she was making that there was a fire and the child, she got burnt in the fire. So the conclusion came out, the whole house, everyone was afflicted, this woman is saying. Everyone was affected. So she said, I had nobody left. And nobody left, nowhere to stay, nothing to do, just one path ahead. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ SubhanAllah. She said that I implemented sabr. When I implemented sabr, subhanAllah, then can you see how I look now? This is the barakat of sabr, because Allah's promise is such. Allah's promise is such based on those who demonstrate sabr. That difficulty, that problem upon which a person demonstrates sabr, that difficulty problem, it becomes just like a piece of paper. And he forgets that. He doesn't feel that anymore. At that time when he goes into difficulty, he thinks it's a big difficulty. But when he implements sabr, Allah Ta'ala has prepared in a beautiful way for that person. So I'll tell you an incident of a sahabi just on this point, so that this becomes more clear for you. A companion. Do you understand what I'm saying up to now? Do you understand the point? Totally you understand the lesson? Say loudly, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The class is going in the right way then. Imran ibn Hussein radiyallahu anhu was a very famous and great companion. Yes? He was a Sahabi. And every companion, their status, even if all the Ghaus and Qutb of the world get together, they cannot even get to the dust on the foot of the Sahabi. Why? What was the deed they did? Salah? Fasting? Hajj? Zakat? Reciting Quran? There was no written Quran at that time, printed. So what was it that they got a great rank? The all of the Ghaus of the world, if they stand, even if their foreheads have rubbed in front of the Kaaba, they cannot get equivalent to the dust on the foot of the slipper of the Sahabi. Why? Was that ibadah that the Sahabi did? You can't do. What was that Sahaba? He did ziyarah of the blessed face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, so they were ashiks. Love is not the ashiks of today. Labaik, labaik, allama labaik. Not that game. They didn't play that game. They were true lovers of the deen, the sahaba. And they were recommended ashiks until qiyamah. The Day of Judgment Allah says, no one can compete with the sahaba. Do whatever ibadah you want to do. Read as many Quran as you want. Read whatever you want to read. Work hard. But why? Because they, the Sahaba, saw the blessed face of Rasulullah. No one can compete with them. And whoever sees Rasulullah says, nobody can compete with him. And whoever sees a Sahabi, no one can compete with him either. I'm a jahil, but ask the scholars, they'll explain to you. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, he is the Imamul Adham. Why? Yes, this is the Dalil. From all the ulama, he is Imam Abu Hanifa Hanafi. Say Alhamdulillah. We are Hanafi. He's Afzal, the greatest Imam. Recommended. Why? Because no person, he did the ziyarah of a Sahabi. He did the ziyarah of a Sahabi. So can anybody compete with him? Yes, he did the ziyarah and the Tabi'in did the ziyarah of the Sahaba. And the Sahaba did the ziyarah of who? Imam al-Anbiya, Rasulullah. So this is a line, this is a dynasty of ziyarah, of seeing the blessed faces. This is a unique ibadah of doing ziyarah. Do you understand my point? It's about seeing the faces. The ibadah of looking at the face is an ajeeb ibadah, subhanallah. The thawab for ziyarah is ajeeb. The passion, you should have the passion for this. The desire, run around with pain, do long journeys to do ziyarah of a wali of Allah. I explain this to you. Develop this desire, brothers. Great desire indeed. This desire is finished in the dunya. That's why we're wretched. Yesterday we had this desire. Thousands of miles people traveled and asked, why have you come here? The sheikh said, why have you come? Yeah? Have you come for some from issue? He said, very important issue. He said, what's the issue? He said, I've come to do your ziyarah. Subhanallah. The Hazrat, I've done your ziyarah. I want to go back now. Subhanallah. I have no other need for anything else. He didn't ask for khilafat, no cushion, no seat, no title. He knew that ziyarah, to see the teacher, is the greatest action. And through ziyarah, I've attained everything. This face will bear testify on the day of judgment for me. Alhamdulillah, we don't have the desire for this. We have yakin in this. We don't understand this. We laugh on these things. Ah, what a joke. We say, when you pick up the slippers, when you see someone picking up the slippers of his sheikh, they laugh at him. Oh, look at that mad person picking up the slippers of his sheikh, wasting his time. Because we haven't got the punished passion anymore. We've got fake actions nowadays. Ilam, study, writing, all fake. Dunya is our desire. Promotion and money and recognition. We have no desires for the truth. Otherwise, the Muslims would not be wretched today. Such big noise today, I'm ashik of Rasulullah, some that a person cannot imagine today. You want to become ashik? What a person does today so that people accept him as an ashik of Rasulullah, what actions he does, what statements he makes, what fake actions he commits so that people accept me as a true lover. And people say, yeah, he's a good person, he's an ashik, he's a lover. To become an ashik, such actions we do to become a wali Allah, such actions we do, tawbah, a person cannot imagine. That so people accept me as a wali Allah. So they give me that title. So, the sahabi, subhanallah. Yes, you know, in between sometimes we have dars of tasawwuf, isn't it? We just, in between, discuss other points. So the sahabi, come back to the sahabi. Very beautiful sahabi, great sahabi. Yes, so, now listen, that what link he had with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave him a sickness. One day, 2 days, he had a pain in his back. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. And suddenly these things come. A person's not prepared that this is going to happen to me or this is going to happen to me. Allah gives surprises to His pious servants. Sudden problems, and the reward for that person who has sabr. The person who does sabr, and sabr comes to that person who goes to a wali, Allah, and learns sabr. Today, have you learned sabr or have you not learned it? Tell me. Person who's learned sabr today, say subhanallah, subhanallah. Then you'll understand what to do when you have a problem. Before this, you didn't even know what to do. You were jahil beyond jahil. La yanfa'u. There's no benefit of that ilm that you don't even know what is sabr and how to practice it. Just stand there with a frown. You complain, why have you come? Oh, I've come for this reason. I've got these problems. What shall I do? That you should have done sabr in the world. Allah will say to you, Allah was sabr. If you had gone to a wali, Allah will say, then you would have learned what is sabr in the world. Yes, so Allah will say, did I give you difficulties for nothing? Everything you have to learn, realize, amalan, practical Islam, work, step forth, move your legs, learn the ilm-e-zahir, ilm-e-tasawwuf, amalan, practically, and do that all for what reason? For the akhirah, not for people in the world. You won't be asked in the dunya, did you become an alim? Did you become a scholar? Did you have big gatherings and give speeches to people? First you'll be asked about your knowledge. Why did you not do amal? Oh jahil, you are backward and illiterate. You didn't do amal on your knowledge. You didn't do amal on one hadith. You're giving waaz and speeches to people. So such a sickness was given suddenly. 1 year, not 2 years, not 32 years he was lying down on the bed. That he couldn't even turn the side. How many years? 32 years. It's not an easy thing to say or to persevere. He couldn't even turn. Imagine his hal with the pain and the difficulty. Only that person knows who's got the pain. But that sahabi's situation when they used to meet him, so fresh and alert. Yes, just like that woman, the example I gave to you. I'm just giving the example. Both things I'll combine and explain to you. So he was so fresh and alert. The companions were amazed that, Imran, what's happened? What's happened? So much, mashallah, you are good, in a good situation. So somebody asked him once, that Imran, look at your hal, despite this sickness, look at your situation. You're so fresh and alert and happy and content. Even the healthy people don't look like you. He said, do you want to know? Then I'll explain to you. He said, what is it? What's behind this? He said, what happens is this. That when the night takes place, the night falls, then in the night Allah's angels start coming to me. Subhanallah. They come and they come and visit me and do musafa with me, shake my hands, and then they depart. He says, such a beautiful message I get at that time. Until the morning I stay so happy I don't even realize I'm in difficulty. As soon as the morning comes, subhanallah. This is also, that's what Allah Ta'ala says, do dhikr in the night and yes. Don't keep on learning. The person who does dhikr is never upset, never down, never depressed. Yes, subbihu bukratan wa asila. That's what Allah says in the Quran. So in the morning, when the morning comes, then the morning angels come, the new shift of angels. They come, they shake hands with me, musafa, they visit me 32 years. Once when the angel went, that same angel didn't come back. They rotated and they're desperate that the maqam of that person who has sabr is so high that in the heavens there's a clamor. In the heavens, the skies, that this person is demonstrating sabr. And when they come and do musafa, when they depart, then my feeling is such that I don't even realize that the time passes so quickly. What did he see? Who did he see? The angels. And what did that woman do? She wasn't capable that she could see the angels, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah, she couldn't see, but the angels definitely came to her morning and evening, and she was fresh and content. And today, whoever exercises and implements sabr, you won't see it. But what will happen? You will have that feeling for the person of sabr, the sabir, he'll have that due to that difficulty. Never will he have a problem in persevering through that difficulty. So what happens? If today you implement sabr, you won't see it, but the angels definitely will come, but you won't be able to see them. He was a sahabi, and he saw the angels. Come, let's ask the Nabi, the Prophet of Allah, what does he say? What would be his feeling? One great Nabi passed away, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. Yes, and remember when you hear Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam's name, you remember the word what? Sabr. Whenever his name comes, then what's the second name that comes after that? His difficulty and his sabr. Somebody asked him, subhanallah, that, oh Ayyub, The sabr that you do, the high level of sabr. And after sabr, you are very fine. You don't cry, you don't shriek out, you don't scream. Rather, you are taking these insects and put them onto your body. No. That where are you going quickly? He takes the insect and he puts it back onto his body. That this is the food for you. How many years? Allahu Akbar, not 1 or 2 years. So many years. No problem. And he did sabr. What sabr? Same thing. Allah, it's your choice or my choice? It's your choice, Allah. And then, Rujoo ila Allah, always he was immersed in the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, dhikr of Allah. So he had the maqam of sabr. And the third action, what would happen to him? Subhanallah. And if we do this, today we won't see the angels. The Sahabi did it, he saw the angels, but the angels are there, they're present, even today. When the Nabi does sabr, what does he do? What happens to him? When he was asked, that you tell us, O Nabi of Allah, that why are you so happy and content and satisfied, you don't care what's happening. He said, shall I explain to you what's happening? They said, yes, please tell us. He said, then listen. He said, as soon as the night falls, listen to this. He said, as soon as the night falls, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He visits me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked me. Imagine, Allah knows best how He visits Him. His Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks about me, inquires about me, and that is such a intoxication. Allah's asking about me, inquiring, then who realizes He's got sickness? Otherwise, could I remain sick for so many years like this? I can't even persevere through one difficulty. It could not even persevere through a boil or a blister. His body was full of blisters and boils and insects. But he had that beautiful feeling that he would have the communication with his Lord. Such a great communication. He said, I didn't realize. And when the morning came, then Allah Ta'ala again would inquire about me. And how? He said, my beloved Ayyub, how are you? What is your hal? What is your condition? He said the words. Say, Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I explaining to you correctly? Truthfully, you understand what I'm saying? So what we learn is the Nabi has such a maqam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He communicates with him. The Sahabi's maqam was so high that the angels, they came down and visited him. Today, the Ummati's maqam is such that two things you can't see, Allah and the angels, but you feel that these two things are happening with you. You will feel that. And on this maqam, you will get to that level of sabr. So my brothers, to do sabr, you've learned how to do it, alhamdulillah. Now don't be scared of difficulties, don't be scared of the sorrows, don't become mad and crazy, don't talk rubbish and criticize and complain. Whenever a problem comes in your life, two things be careful about. Two things note down. That in life, forevermore in your life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always asks for afiyah, goodness and well-being from Allah. Don't ask for difficulty. Remember this. The biggest dua of afiyah, Rasulullah said, Allah says this, the biggest thing, that keep on asking me for goodness and well-being. Your job is to ask me for afiyah. And it's up to me what I give to you at the end of the day. Whatever I give to you, accept it and embrace it. That's it. And this is sabr. We don't ask for wrong or bad. We ask for afiyah. Allah, don't give me sickness. Allah, give me goodness. Give me good business. Another point comes in my head. Why? When we ask Allah for goodness, then that thing is so beloved to us. That's what we're asking for. Say Subhanallah. The ashiks will have understood what I'm saying. The point has just come to my mind. That whatever you ask from Allah, is you asking because you hold that dear and beloved. Afiyah is beloved to you. You ask Allah for goodness. Allah, give me health. Allah, don't give me sickness. Allah, don't give me sorrow. Allah, I want good things. These are beloved things to us. So Allah Ta'ala says, that whatever is beloved to you, then ask from me. Today I'll do a transaction with you. Allah says, you give to me your beloved thing and take from me the beloved thing. Subhanallah. So do a bargain transaction. So you have to bargain and do a transaction with Allah. What thing you love, Allah says, Allah, okay, I sacrifice that for your rada and I'm happy with your pleasure. So that's why I stated another point I've understood now, that why is Allah ask us to ask for afiyah, goodness? So we should have a lot of love that Allah, maybe I don't have this what I'm asking for, and then you take it and give it to Allah. I've given this to you already, so I'm not worried. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So whatever you hold dear and beloved, when you assign it to Allah and say, Allah, I've given it to you, you've given me your most beloved things, then come, I'll give to you what's dear to me, Allah says. Then Allah will give that person the best of things and the greatest of rewards. So today if you're sick, you get cancer. I've seen people in severe cancer patients I've seen. When I told them this solution and they did amal on this, and today I'm making this apparent to you. That I saw them so happy and content in life. They've got the sickness of cancer. They've got it. And in their business, they're happy, they're content. So what's the point behind it? That we have to go back to Allah. So when we go to Allah, then you're doing sabr with what Allah has given to you. I'll get all these four things. I won't get no punishments, no sins left in my account, and I'll get so many rewards, and people will be stood there drowning in the sweat on the Day of Judgment. They can't give the reckoning on the Day of Judgment in the court of Allah. There'll be kutab ghaus, and Allah will say, step back, these are the sabareen, let them go into paradise without any reckoning. So, how happy a life he lives. It doesn't matter today, tomorrow, the next day problems come, no problem. And he is living his life as a traveler. He's got no worries about, well, that I've got the stamp and seal of approval because I've got sabr and patience. I'm doing sabr. The life principle, learn the principle of life, O Sufis. Learn and listen to a principle of life. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives difficulties and problems, and he's given these in the world that keep coming, descending. Remember another point. Allah's ni'mas are more than that, infinite. More than that. Allah's ni'mas are so many, untold. And we should be immersed in Allah's ni'mas. Remember that we're surrounded by Allah's ni'mas. Allah's ni'mas, we're surrounded by Allah's ni'mas. And problems and difficulties we're surrounded with. And this is our life. So both things, keep them balanced. Equilibrium. So three things, make them a part of your life, inshallah. This dunya will become a jannah for you. Number one, Allah's ni'mas. Be grateful for Allah's ni'mas. Infinite. Allah, I'm grateful. My eyes, my mouth, my lips, my body. Alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. You've given me my body, my organs. I'm healthy. I've got food today. I woke up today. I came to salah today. Alhamdulillah, did this today. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Every second, every step is lazim, fard. We have to do shukr for every second of the day. Those ni'mas, we hide them back and we bring other problems. Allah, I've got a headache. Oh Allah, I've got a heartache. Allah, I've got these problems. Allah, I've got these problems. Those servant of Allah, what about the ni'mas that Allah has given to you today? Why do you forget those? Be grateful for them first. Do hamd and praise Allah and praise Allah. Shukr and shukr. After that, subhanAllah. So first is shukr. Do shukr on Allah's ni'mas, which are infinite. And then secondly, when difficulties come, then go to the other side, and your problems and sorrow, then do sabr and do patience. On ni'mas, be grateful, separate reward. Sabr, separate reward. SubhanAllah. Sabr, separate reward. Ni'mas, you do shukr, one reward. And on the problems and difficulties and sorrows, do sabr, separate reward. And thirdly, SubhanAllah. Keep doing the dhikr of Allah. Keep doing the dhikr of Allah. Three principles of life. And your Rabb will never be unhappy with you. Never be unhappy with you. Ajib Muslims, you will become unique Muslims. But nafs and shaitan are big forces. You've heard this. You've accepted this. But nafs and shaitan, they trap you. They've got full energy, power. Shaitan and nafs, Allah has enabled them. And all these just one passion, you've got, but they'll trap you. They'll trick you. They'll make you slip, fall down, that they'll drag you and push you back from inside. So give protection to yourself from nafs and shaitan. You need protection from nafs and shaitan. The ilm you've learned today, you need protection. What is that protection? The company of the awliya Allah. The company of the friends of Allah. They are like a castle. If you sit in the company of a wali Allah, then you're protected in his company. Yes? You spend a lot of time where? Where is a wali Allah? Who is a wali Allah? Very easy definition. Where problems, difficulty, you're surrounded and you go and sit in the company of wali Allah and you start to get satisfaction and sakina. Then understand that I've reached to headquarters here. That I don't need to ask anyone who is a wali Allah. He said, why am I upset, down, feeling sorrowful? Oh, let me sit down with this person. He's a good person. When you get peace of heart there and you feel benefit coming to you, then consider Allah sent me to the right company. Yes, forget shaitan, I'll keep sitting here. Yes, there was one, Salamuddin sahab, I remember this event. And he was a person who had a degree, MA English, and this and that. He studied academia, very high class in the dunya, professor, Salamuddin. And he was in a bad state. I used to look at him, and as soon, and when Hazrat sahab's khanqah would open, the second khanqah where his home was, he'd be stood there in the morning, and would be first, and he'd be going, sit down inside. And he was in a bad state, upset, down. Anyway, he told us his stories. I can't share them with you. He was very down and sorrowful. Everything gone. Very bad situation in the dunya. So he'd say to me, that Hazrat, the point here is this, that you see me coming here. He said, I didn't know about Hazrat Sahib. our sheikh. He said, I was about to commit suicide. I had no assistance. And suddenly I saw this door was open. And I was passing by in a bad state. I said, who's this man here? And someone says, Wali Allah here. I said, let me go and see who's the Wali Allah. I came in, sat down. Soon as I sat down, suddenly I was so cool and peaceful. He said, that day until today, 10 years, alhamdulillah, I sit in Hazrat Sahib Sohbat, totally cool and content, and a nice life I'm living. Subhanallah. So brothers, these are the doors. If you see a door in the company of a good person, you feel content and happy and satisfied, and you feel you're getting benefit. But shaitan and nafs, to save yourself from them, the best cure is that person's even far from you. Then do tasawwur of that person in your heart. Just imagine him in your heart. Even that will be a solution. May Allah Ta'ala give to all of us today what we've discussed. May Allah give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المذنبين دعوة ياسين حبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وأمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استقبلنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا اللهم اعفنا في بدني اللهم اعفنا في سمعي اللهم اعفنا في بصري لا اله الا انت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الله يعفو منهم والأموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.